My goodness. Hello there. Who am I? Well, you were following my rainbow. So that makes me the leprechaun you've been searching for. And you actually found me. Not many are able to actually reach me. You must be quite lucky. Wouldn't happen to have a four-leaf clover tucked away, would you? Oh, my voice gave me away. I see. So that's how you found me. Yeah, I do have a habit of thinking out loud. Not much else to do around here in the middle of nowhere. Well, no matter. Congratulations are in order. Since you found me, that means you also found me pot of gold. Why do you look so confused? Is this not the treasure you sought? My height? What, you thought I'd be smaller or something? Where did you get a weird idea like that? No, we're about the same size as humans. That's how we blend in so well. My accent? What about it? Why would I sound Irish? I'm not from... Oh, right, right. I get it now. That's how your media portrays us. Short Irish fairies or whatnot. Sure, our roots can be traced back there, if you go back a millennium or so. But me? I'm just visiting from out of town. Nowadays, we're all over the place. Just trying to get by. Same as you, I suppose. I guess the only difference is we do have a wee bit of magic to help us out. In fact, I could show you a bit of that magic if you have some time later. But first things first, you came all this way, so you deserve a reward. Here, you can eat this if you like. No, that one is not a gold coin. It's a chocolate coin, wrapped in gold-colored paper. But don't worry, the stuff in my pot is the real deal. See? We couldn't resist the gimmick, so chocolate coins quickly became our favorite snack. But I have plenty, so I don't mind sharing. I have a whole bunch. Right here in me pocket. This pocket's a lot bigger on the inside than it looks. Like I said, we have magic to help us out. Which reminds me. That chocolate also has a wee bit of magic in every bite. If that makes you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to take it. Oh, wow. I've never seen anyone eat one so fast before. You practically inhaled it. Did it taste good, at least? Really? It did. That's great. Although, I do wish you would have stopped to savor it just a little more. Those are very precious to us, but not so precious that I can't offer you another one. Here you go. Eat up. Slowly this time. Well, I'm glad you enjoy them so much. They're delicious, nutritious, and they're quite filling, too. We make these chocolates with magic, so we're able to condense all sorts of good stuff into that bite-sized medallion. But I have to admit, that was pretty weird. The moment I said the chocolates have some magic, you just gobbled the thing. This is just a hunch, but I feel like there's more to it than mere coincidence. If you don't mind, can you tell me about it? I get it. Oh, poor thing. I see. I'm sorry to hear all that. It's really not fair that you've just been bouncing from one unlucky situation to another. No wonder you were so desperate for some magic. Anyone would be if they were in your shoes. But not to worry. Now you're with me. So your luck is about to turn around. I guarantee it. I mean, just finding me is proof enough, don't you think? In fact, come here. Have a look at this gold. The real gold, I mean. Yeah, just like your human currency, we print faces on ours, too. Every face on these coins is different, and represents someone who has done a great service to us leprechauns. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll get to honor you the same way. Don't be silly. You have already done me a great service. It was getting awfully lonely out here. Thank you for keeping me company, and I look forward to spending more time with you. We're going to be together for quite some time. Won't that be fun? Oh, you still haven't figured it out yet. Not a problem. If you were smart enough to figure it out, you wouldn't have come out here in the first place. But don't worry, I prefer it this way. I can't get along with any humans who have too much common sense. Okay. I'll explain. It's the least I can do. Let me put it this way. You came here for a wee bit of leprechaun magic. But you're about to get more than you bargained for. Something to remember. Nothing in your world, or mine, is for free. Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess I lied earlier. It wasn't luck that brought you here. Just the opposite, really. You fell into a trap, plain and simple. Every time we leprechauns set up a rainbow like this, there are always a few people who try to find the end of it. But only the most desperate, with holes in their hearts, have any chance to succeed. And if those unlucky few manage to find the end of the rainbow, there will be someone like me waiting for them. Those people are always desperate for a blessing, so they're more likely to get caught up in the moment, let their guard down, and allow us to place a curse upon them. And you are no different. What am I going to do to you? Oh, honey, that's the wrong question. You should be asking, what have I done to you? You see, the curse has already been placed, and you didn't even notice, huh? In fact, the ritual for the curse was performed twice. if you can believe it. Oh, it looks like you finally understand. That's right. Those delicious, magical chocolates you devoured each contain a spell that will change you forever. You'll know what I mean soon enough. But until then, let's talk. I mean, there's not much else you can do. By now, you're unable to move your legs, aren't you? But that's okay. You won't be using them anymore. Really? You want me to tell you what's happening? You want me to spoil the surprise? Sometimes, you humans aren't much fun. But it looks like it won't matter. Enough time has passed, so you'll find out for yourself. You can't move anything, can you? Legs, arms, neck. By now you shouldn't be able to speak either. I'll just have to get creative about what you might be thinking. So you can't move your body, but you can still feel it. You can feel your body slowly getting smaller and smaller. I imagine it'll be quite painful, as if your muscles are folding in on each other. But like a diamond, all that pressure will create something beautiful and shiny. And when it's finished, I'll get to keep you around with me forever as a shiny new gold coin. So now you know the truth. All those coins you picked up earlier, the faces you saw on them, well, soon you'll be one of them, and you won't be going anywhere. We don't really spend our gold. It's too priceless. They're all one of a kind, after all. No, we'll just keep it around, admire it, and dedicate our lives to getting more. Enough is never enough. But that doesn't mean I don't appreciate you and everyone else down there. Take this one, for example. Her name is Lindsay. She came searching for my rainbow because she wanted a good luck charm to help with her marriage. In a way, it worked. The day after I turned her into a coin, her husband came looking for her. So I turned him as well. They've been together ever since. Quite romantic, I'd say. Oh, and this one. His name is Billy. Such a precious boy, really. He came because he wanted help with his parents. Apparently, they had been arguing loudly for quite some time, and he wanted to make them stop. Billy hesitated when I offered him the chocolates, said something about stranger danger, whatever that means. But he changed his mind when I showed him just how many I have. And he's been with me ever since. It's funny, but about a week later, without planning it or anything, his parents found me too. Aye, it looked like their search for their son brought them closer than ever. So his newly reconciled parents got desperate enough to chase a rainbow, and it really did reunite them. And now, they'll never be separated again. And now that your transformation is finished, you'll be joining all of them. I'll just pick you up and put you where you belong. I remember every coin in my collection. Everyone here has a story. They're all different, but they all end in the same place I'm putting you right now. Maybe you can't see it now, but I'm actually doing you a favor. The problems that brought everyone here, the pain, the loneliness, depression, and desperation, you won't have to feel those things anymore. That abusive spouse, they can't hurt you here. That job that's trying to work you to death, you never have to show up again. Admit it, here, confined within me pot of gold, is the most free you've felt in ages, isn't it? And don't worry, I'll take good care of you. I'll polish you regularly, not because I have to. The magic keeps you clean. No, I do it because it's nice to have some one-on-one time with each of you. Remind you how thankful I am, you know. So you can look forward to that.
Oh, look, a new friend. I wonder what brought them here. Sorry, everyone. I'll be back with you shortly.
My goodness. Hello there.